If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We're recording,
everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Happy, not Monday, Wednesday.
Happy Martin Luther the King Jr. Day.
Oh, hell yeah. That's true. It's Monday today. Not that the episode comes out, but shout out to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It is his day.
The Reverend.
I unfortunately had to work.
So did I.
Didn't get a day off.
Yes, yes.
But I do honor the king.
Absolutely. I was extra black today. Just because.
Were you?
Yeah.
Just because.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose, if you didn't know where you were already.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Starting off on a rocky
start off on the blackest note.
On the blackest notes. Rocky start. Where two black ass girls invade the whitest show on earth on Dr. King's Day.
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And this is actually our 99th episode, y'all.
Holy.
We're almost there,
guys.
Almost there.
How exciting.
Insane that we've done this 99 times.
That is crazy.
Why? What are we doing here still?
Oh my God.
Crazy. But yeah, shout out to all y'all who stuck around, who've been here. I'm so curious to people who have been with us since we
released
our first episode.
That is,
I remember
so
our very
crazy
first episode where we were like, so I'm Natasha, gave like my whole background of like who I am and like my relationship to The Bachelor.
Yep.
And here we are 98 episodes later.
Mm-hmm.
Still talking about this show. But so much has happened in that time.
Oh my God, you guys. One day we'll sit down and tell you. Fireside chats.
Fireside
sister
chats.
Circle.
Yes, but bring you through a little sister circle for sure. But yeah, we did watch the episode.
Yes, we did.
The Bachelor. That's why we're here, guys. Oh boy, what are your thoughts? I have many.
Yeah, I thought I had many, and then I wrapped it up at the end, and I was like, you know what? So my final thought is that I don't know what Peter actually wants.
Here we go again.
This is very Colton-like.
Mm-hmm.
I actually miss this about Ari. Which is so sad, but I do.
Never thought that word, that phrase would come out.
Never. But this, I don't know what it is about her. Take a shot every time. Take a shot every time. Passed out on the floor.
I'm drawn to her.
I'm just so drawn to you. I just don't know why. And don't know why The Bachelor shies away from this notion that people can just be physically attracted and nothing else. I don't know.
Yeah. You mean like you want them to just speak it, like just say what this is?
Yeah, I just want them to say that. Like,
that's it. Yeah,
And you can say that. You can say I'm just really attracted to her, but you know there are other girls who stimulate me more mentally and emotionally. Boom, done. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Anyway, whatever.
Coming up with all these weird epithets that.
Yeah.
I don't know. what I'm drawn to. You're drawn to her face in the mess. The mess. That ass.
And it just makes him look. Peter. It makes him look dumb. Like, I don't know. It's just not, not a good sitch. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know when, but the producers of this show need to know that I would love to watch some of these girls just get along. I would love to have more hometown recaps than watch another pool party fight. Personally.
You want to watch them kumbaya? That's
not
reality television.
I mean, I would not only watch them kumbaya, but I would watch like Natasha's little like background home story thing. Like,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I would
packages.
Like, yeah, like get to know mm-hmm. them better mm-hmm. for yeah, longer rather than these little fights that they keep recreating the same fight for the past three seasons. This is getting mm-hmm. really old.
Yeah, very repetitive.
And not all these girls who they bring on are the same. Like, all these girls are very different from Ari's season, very different from Colton's season. So I mm-hmm. would love to get to know them a little bit better instead of just watching the pool party again.
Yeah. It's the same formula. Somebody pointed out on, I think they sent us an Instagram, how the whole champagne gate from last episode mm-hmm. was very reminiscent of... on Ari's season when Bibiana set up that telescope.
Oh my God,
swooped in.
Yep.
It was the same thing. The same formula. I totally forgot. I'm like, what? It's fucking deja vu. It's like Groundhog Day in this show. We watch the same mm-hmm. shit every year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. What about you?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought, shout out to Sydney for speaking up on Aliyah.
Yes.
I know for damn sure if I was in this house and saw this bitch turning on when the cameras came on, that shit would drive me insane. And I would combust. I would have to speak on her straight up. Like, especially when she's out here winning group date competitions and getting extra time and shit. Like, no, mm-hmm. I did not leave my job to come here and watch this blatant ass Instagram influencer wannabe stay week after week. And in the house, she is one way, and then the cameras turn on, she's literally a different person. I'm not watching this.
No.
There's no way.
No.
So shout out to Sydney for being brave and speaking up, because, you know, people always say, like, oh, she's just trying to make drama or, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. focus on your own relationship. It's like, yeah, but my own relationship is being affected by this girl's fake ass. And the fact that he's so drawn to her and he ain't even looking at me and don't even know it. Like, I can't. I shout out to her. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And her, like, mental health. She seemed to be kind of distraught that she was even in her presence.
Right. Exactly. God. Yeah, she was like, what'd she say? She's like, I don't hang out with girls.
She was like, I actually would never speak to her. Actually.
Now here I am living with her, like, and she's like, I gotta get her out this house because this is not good for me.
Mm-hmm.
My other thought is, I mean, you kind of spoke on this. Peter's gonna get on my last nerves this season. I can just feel it. Oh my God,
the very last one.
I could just feel it.
He's getting at least two Becky of the Weeks. I know it.
He had a Colton moment when he made Sydney confront Leia
in front of everybody.
Well, Leia said that you said that. Why are you doing this? Pull this girl to the side. I hate that shit because it seems so producer orchestrated.
Like the producers were like,
all right, go create a confrontation. It's like, it's never fun watching the lead who's just like a producer pawn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. He's already getting my nerves with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thought. Keeping my eye on him. And then, also the fact that, the whole I'm drawn to Aliyah thing, you had 15 different girls come up to you and tell you that this bitch is one way in the house and one way on cameras, and you still have doubts. Like, did you not learn from Hannah B? Everybody told Hannah B that Luke P was, he sucked. He was a terrible person. Everybody told her. You yourself probably told her. Mm-hmm. And here you are in the same shoes. And you about to end up single just like Miss Hannah B, who is still single today, January 20th, 2020. Learn. Learn from your experiences. Learn what you just went through.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Yep. You don't know these girls. You don't know Aaliyah. You can't. But the girls in the house know her. Mm-hmm. Like, they've gotten to spend way more time with her than you are. Take their words as bond. That is my advice.
Yep.
Very annoying. But yeah, that's it. Those are my thoughts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.